The National Social Security Fund, NSSF, has reported a significant rise in the number of people joining its voluntary savings scheme, boosting the growth of the fund's financial results. Until December 2024, the NSSF savings scheme mainly served workers in the formal sector who contributed through mandatory deductions from their monthly salaries or wages remitted by the employers. However, amendments to the NSSF Act introduced a voluntary savings scheme targeting micro-savers in the informal sector, allowing them to contribute as little as 5,000 shillings. While presenting a progress report during the Southern Region Employers and Members Summit held in Masaka, Patrick Ayota, the Managing Director of the National Social Security Fund, said the voluntary savings initiative has recorded impressive enrollment. Ayota revealed that within the last 13 months, the scheme has collected over 80 billion shillings from voluntary contributors. Ayota added that the fund is also exploring ways of expanding its operations by venturing into export marketing of agricultural products to increase its relevance to the communities and attract more members.
We can't confine ourselves to the formal sector. We have to get into agriculture because that employs the majority of Uganda. Now, how do we make that farmer save with the fund? We bring value to that farmer. For us, is can we help the farmer market his crops, sell his crops, so he makes more money? In that case, then he can save a little more with the fund. So at least we intervene where the farmer has had a gap. As you know, a lot of our farmers grow whatever crop they grow, but they grow without knowing who will buy it, when they will buy it, what the price will be. And what has happened is a lot of farmers produce, but their produce goes west. So NAMCO is coming to do that, that we can organize the market side of it so the farmer knows with certainty when he begins to plant who will buy, when they will come and buy. He knows what the pricing will be at that time. I want to get to areas like the border borders. We are also sponsoring Innovator, where we are sponsoring entrepreneurs who have got some business ideas. We take them through a training that we basically invest with them to see if they can grow that business. We've done about 438 of them last year. We hope to do another 1,000 by 2030.